Welcome back to the Unhinged History Podcast with your mildly unhinged, because your girl's getting therapy, host Tani Caesar. On today's episode, we will be discussing We Should Totally Just Stab Caesar. The titles are always subject to change, but that could be one. I mean, you'll know. Caesar's 23 backstabbing besties, one or the other. We're going to be discussing that. And if that sounds good to you, stick around, enjoy, and cue the music. And thank you so much, everybody. We're on a top chart. This podcast is on the top chart. What? Thank you guys. That's all you. I just sit here and talk smack. You know what I mean? Like, thank you for liking, subscribing, reviewing, commenting, all the above. It warms my heart. I appreciate you all so much. Honestly, it keeps me going because sometimes I'm just like, you know, the pre and post production or whatever. So you may or may not have noticed my last name is Caesar. Okay. So like, I've heard every single joke known to mankind about Caesar salads. None of them are funny. What I've not heard is hilarious jokes about Julius Caesar. There's so much opportunity there. Anyway, point is, the sponsor of today is my brand Caesar Archivum, or Caesar Archivium, which I feel like sounds a little sexier. And yes, you may notice that I'm wearing three sets of dagger earrings because I think my sense of humor is broken. And if you decide after hearing today's tale that you wish to own a pair of these dagger earrings, you may. And you can use the code REVENGE at checkout for $40 off. Thank you for the support. Even just a like, share, comment, whatever. Let's get into it, shall we? So, if you're around my age, i.e. you're getting preventative Botox, Mean Girls was like a pivotal point of our adolescence or maybe younger childhood. But for those of us that were there, we all remember this iconic quote from Gretchen Wieners. Why should Caesar get to stomp around like a giant while the rest of us are trying not to get smushed under his big feet? What's so great about Caesar, huh? Brutus is just as cute as Caesar. Brutus is just as smart as Caesar. He would totally like Brutus as much as they like Caesar. And when did it become okay for one person to be the boss of everything, huh? Because that's not what Rome is about. We should totally stab Caesar. Thank you. I should have done that in an American accent. Ugh. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to talk about Julius Caesar. We're in Rome, okay? He was, you know, a ruler. Some say mighty, conqueror of nations, collector of enemies, many enemies, specifically 60 and then like 23 very aggressive ones, right? Like he was 44 BCE, Caesar's at the peak of his reign. It's getting to his head a little bit. The fame, the fortune, the tyrannical-esque, the tyranny is getting to his head, you know. And the power infected his bald head. He was getting tyrannical, okay? And his friends, aka the Senate, were like, should we just totally stab Caesar? He made a lot of people angry. I'm gonna go through that. So why don't we, I don't know if this is where the term backstabber comes from. I should probably look that up. So I guess the question is, were they jealous or were they, you know, just taking out a crazy, let's go back in history, shall we? To the early years of Caesar's life. He was born in 100 BCE to this, you know, pretty decent family in Rome. He like grows up and stuff. He showed lots of military promise, right? He was good with the military. And then at a young age, he was captured by pirates. And when you read about the capturing of him with the pirates, it's really funny because the way it's written is like, oh, you know, he allured them with poetry and storytelling and stuff. But I just feel like that probably maybe isn't absolutely the case. Like, I feel like he probably would have been cowering in the corner. But anyway, we can only go off what legend says. He made light of the situation, I think, eventually. He escaped. He got out, obviously, from the pirates, and then began his sort of rise to power. He formed the first, now I'm going to try really hard to say this, this word gets me every damn time. Triumvirate, in Pompeii and in Crassus. The point is, he was then elected as consul in 59 BCE. Yeah, so you know, he's getting on in an age. Remember, born 100, so 59, he would be 59. That actually is really good for me because I'm not a math girly in any way, shape or form. So yeah, that quick math. So anyway, he conquered a whole bunch of places, including Gaul, military campaigns. He's getting rich, bitch. He's getting wealthy. He's a fashionista, right? He was balding too. So he like sort of like brought in the whole, you know, the wreath thing, the robes, you know. I think it was just to hide his balding. Continuing forward, that was ad lib. I don't know if that's true. So he started a civil war next. That's pretty much what happened. He crossed a river. He crossed the line that he was not allowed to cross, which was a river. Just so that you can get the scope. Rome was a republic, okay? The Roman government, there were consuls. There were two consuls at a time and they served for 1 year each, which kept a balance of power, right? But when Caesar brought in the first triumvirate, the alliance was between three guys. So it went from two to three. Added a little buddy in. This alliance was, yeah, three men ruled Rome. But when Crassus died in battle, Pompey turned on Caesar and they became enemies promptly. Then when Caesar was away conquering and pillaging, whatever, Pompey gathered political support. It's very confusing. The point is that in Rome at the time, there were two consuls so that no one had ultimate power in Rome. And there was also the Senate, which we'll cover shortly. But what Caesar did was he made the triumvirate, the word I can't say because of who I am as a person. But what really sucked was when Cassius, he died. So then civil war broke out, etc., etc. The Roman Republic was going through a time. She was stressed. She was, you know, a lot. People really liked Caesar, like the people of Rome really liked Caesar. But the point that I'm really trying to get to is that the Senate held debates. Right? They were an important force when it came to politics. I guess they were there to try and attempt to not make tyrants and emperors happen, but yeah, shit didn't go quite to plan, did it? Caesar is like getting rich, getting biddies, Cleopatra. And the Senate is getting uneasy because it's going to his head, as I mentioned. They were like, we totally just stab him, you reckon? Thing is though, is that, I don't know if you've heard this saying, et tu Brutus, you too Brutus. It means like, you too, bitch? You as well were in on this? And you're gonna backstab me? He did. Think Gretchen Wiener and whatever the blonde one was. So there's like 60 people in on this. The thing is though, is that like Caesar, although like on a power play, peacocking, literally, there was this one time where like Cleopatra came down like the river and there was like peacocks and stuff. Like literally peacocking. She's another topic. We'll talk about her later. But basically he had a lot of spies. Like he, as much as he was on a power trip, like he wasn't dumb. Like he literally became like this, like the emperor of Rome from like meh beginnings, you know, like middle class. I don't know. I actually didn't research that. I have no idea about his upbringing. So like, this is how I picture it. The Senate are like all gossiping. They're like, oh shit, 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 shit. You know, like Caesar's kind of fucking everything up at the moment. And like, what do we do? I guess they didn't have asylums then or like mental health departments or whatever. So, and you know, Rome was a big deal and they had to like remain strong, I suppose. And the people loved him. This is like a very key point for what happens after. People really liked him. He had a spy network. So he was very much in on the gossip. He really like, he knew, he was aware, we assume, of the betrayal that was impending doom on him. But I don't know. So the Senate, I think there was like 60 of them, but there was 23 stabbers, okay? Daggers. There's probably a like historical record of exactly how this played out. But like, I think it's an interesting thing to think about right? So Caesar rocks up to Senate, you know, a day in the life of a tyrannical emperor. He rocks up to Senate to like debate shit, talk about ethics, talk about like the state of like the wars and conquering and pillaging that they're doing. And he rocks up and he's like, kind of has an idea for freedom, but like also like not sure if he was expecting like this. And he like rocks up to work and he's like, the vibes are off. He's like, the vibes are deaths off. And then like, I don't know, but that like they were probably wearing togas, and I don't really know how you would store a dagger in your toga. Like, is that a dagger, or are you just happy to see me? Caesar also was rumored to like be a bit fruity too, so that's kind of relevant. So like 23 of them have these daggers somewhere, I don't know where. And I just imagine that they're like, hey Caesar, I don't know, like were they like, hey Caesar, like just sit down, we have something to tell you, we're gonna stab ya. Or was it more like, I don't know, Brutus leading the charge and just being like the last episode of like Game of Thrones style with Jon Snow? Sorry for spoiler alert, but you know how he like brings them into a hug and then just like in the back. I think that's how I picture it. And then he's like, et tu Brutus. I don't really think that was an accurate depiction of the accent. I would assume Brutus was, I don't know, that's what I think. Like, they go in for a hug, maybe stabs him in the back, and then I don't know, do they stand around in a circle and each take a turn? Or does he attempt to escape and is he like crawling down the Senate hallway and they're all just like, I probably should look that up. It's probably documented. So after his death, the besties, the backstabbing besties, obviously were like, we need to take out this tyrannical dude. I don't know, maybe they were just jealous. Who knows? We don't know. But yeah, it kind of didn't have the desired effect. It had the opposite. Because Caesar had popularity with the people. Like, imagine if like 23 people just like stabbed. Most of the Roman public hated the senators for this assassination situation. And then civil war ensued, which sucks for everyone, you know. And in the end, Caesar's grand nephew, I'm not going to try to explain that, but his grand nephew, they were related. His name was Octavian, reemerges as Rome's leader. He also was pretty old, like maybe like the lead in the water, I don't know, like he was obviously just losing, maybe he had just like a normal, maybe he would have literally just died of old age, and like why did it have to be so dramatic? But then also at the same time I kind of like, yeah, maybe they should have, I don't know, let one man fall for so that many won't perish. But then the civil wars broke out, so it was like, anyway, I keep saying emperor, but he wasn't. Because Octavian was the one that was like, this is the Roman Empire. So eventually what I guess the Senate was trying to stop eventually happened anyway. And then we've got Caligula and Nero and Commodus and all these batshit insane. That again, another episode. So what have we learned today? Well, we've learned to always keep your dagger close and your enemies closer. Trust no one. Oh gosh. Caesar's assassination is probably like one of the most famous things in history. Actually I take that back. That's probably not true. But you know, like Shakespeare wrote a play about it, so I guess that's valid. And it made it into Mean Girls. And now you're learning about it. Anyway, my ears are so red. It's because I took the beaker shot of whiskey. So yeah, next time you pop your dagger earring in, or you know what, I think actually the ultimate lesson is like 23 to 60 friends is probably too many friends. That's a lot of friends, clearly. Thanks Caesar for that lesson. And yeah, no relation, by the way, not related in any way, shape or form. No Roman history in me. Thanks for joining. Please like, subscribe, share, yell about it. If you're watching on social media, tag me at Tiny Caesar. I'd love to see it. Thank you guys. Enjoy your life. Bye.